Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wow, it's a Friday night and I have the studio and the guest all to myself. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Rock and Roll Happy Hour brought to you by our friends at Senior Grubby's, now with two spots, their original location in Carlsbad Village, and now the new spot in Oceanside. Check them out at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy. Ken couldn't make it tonight, got stuck working at PCH, so I get to hang out with one of my old disc golfing buddies, a guy who is a very storied brewer in San Diego, Chris, now with the Original 40 Brewing Company, a brand new spot in North Park right off University. Dude, you have a beautiful spot you've landed in.
It's nice. It's definitely the nicest looking brewery I've worked at, for sure. For sure.
You've worked at a lot of different breweries in town. A handful of them, Green Flash, Alpine. I know you worked at McKellar for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, you've been a lot of places in town.
Yeah, I was on a mission. Well, I had a plan I had to kind of try to advance through.
How did you wind up at the Original 40?
Word of mouth. Somebody mentioned that there was a new brewery open and some people were interviewing for it, and I kind of just jumped in there at the end and tried to make a splash, and I guess it worked out.
You definitely come with a depth of recipes. You and I have talked ad nauseum about stuff. So we're going to talk about that tonight and drink some beer and cause some trouble.
Yeah, I like all the beers.
All the beers we're going to try. We're going to drink five Original 40 Brewing beers tonight. Are these all your recipes?
Mostly mine. We got Let's Brew Tomorrow is a hazy IPA that we did with Pure Project, and Zazu's Tutelage.
That's the one I saw the video for.
That's the Horace collab. It's got like a ridiculous amount of vanilla and cocoa nibs and some candy bars and stuff. But yeah, beyond that, it's just me in the brew house right now, and he's giving me some creative freedom, which is nice.
You've got a couple of medals under your belt from breweries you've brewed under. So, I mean, putting the brewer house in your hand is not really the worst idea that an owner could do.
It feels good.
Well, you definitely know what you're doing. Let's start off with something a little bit lighter. Since it is hot, it's summertime in San Diego, I have been on such a Mexican lager kick. Thanks. What's this beer called?
This one's called Los 40. Just means the 40 in Spanish, right? Because we're lazy. Crisp, light.
It's got a subtle sweetness to it, too.
Yeah, you get a touch of the corn that's got flaked corn, flaked rice in it.
Original 40, it also has a restaurant attached to it, right?
Yeah, we're a brew pub, so we have a full kitchen. Right now, our kitchen's open from 5 to 10 hours, and things will change as we go on and get our feet under us. But we're also able to have some guest beers and stuff like that.
I was just thinking, man, I would love to drink this Mexican lager with, like, I don't know, some fish tacos or a burger.
Yeah, we got a really good burger, actually, and this beer seems to be moving out pretty quickly, especially, you know, we're getting back into the age of the crispy boys and the light lagers. And I mean, I've been drinking High Life on the weekends with my other brewer friends for I don't know how many years.
Bless you for being able to admit that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you can leave it in the back of your truck, it gets hot, and then you chill it back down 6 months later and it tastes the same. I gotta respect that.
All right, let's lift our glass to the crispy boys, and we're gonna start off the program with this on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. You're right, it is very well carbonated.
Yeah, that one and have a Helles. It's called Crispy Boy.
Oh, of course you do. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking with my good friend Chris, the head brewer, brewmaster of the Original 40 Brewing in North Park, right off University. Brand new spot in town. And we just started off with the Mexican lager. If we're talking about Crispy Boys, you picked a great second beer, and you got that perfect carbonation, too.
Yeah, this is Schlock Purist, our German-style Pilsner.
Did you say Schlock Purist?
Schlock Purist, yeah.
I wish Ken was here so he could speak in his German accent. Doesn't that mean, like, trash?
Or garbage, or... Yeah. Yeah, we got a lot of purists when it comes to lagers, and I wanted the result of this beer should taste a lot like a traditional, you know, German lager and that. But I mean, you know, the way we go about it, we don't decoct. Some people do step mashes, but the result is what's important, I think, not so much the process. And so I'm a garbage purist.
You have got exactly what you're looking for in this beer. There is no trash involved. It is light. It is crisp. It is clean. It's got a real bright finish to it, and it's got a subtle hop characteristic to the back end.
Yeah, Chexaz and Saphir. So you get that noble hop character. some brightness from the Saphir especially. It's hoppy. It's just not hoppy, IPA hoppy like a lot of people are used to.
I think it complements the beer style, being a German Pils. It needs to have that.
It has to have a punch.
Yeah, it's got to have resolve when you drink it. Yeah. You have to know that this is a German style beer.
This will try to take you over.
Well, what's the ABV on that?
4.7.
Oh, so it's entirely crushable, crispy boy.
Yeah. Yeah, this one you can drink, you know, five of them and not fall off your stool.
I take it this is part of the year-round lineup because, I mean, I can't imagine it not being.
Yeah, that's the idea. We'll only run out of it if people like it so much. I just can't keep up, but I'm going to try to keep this one on all the time.
You are slaying it. That is two beers down and both absolutely amazing. We're going to take a break. You picked out a couple of songs to go with this. We will do that next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's all 94.9. This is how I like to go into a weekend, drinking with some of my favorite people. Tonight, I'm drinking with my good friend Chris, head brewer for the Original 40, brand new spot in North Park. You'll see them right off University. So far, we've had the, I want to call it trash purist, but I can't.
Yeah, right. Just call it pure garbage.
Pure garbage. Your German Pils and your Mexican lager. Two beers. Really hard to pull off, by the way. You need to be a damn good brewer and you need to know what you're doing because you cannot hide mistakes in them.
Yeah, there's not much to them. If you make a mistake, that's now the centerpiece.
You impressed the hell out of me when we were talking off air. You said that you even dumped a batch of one of these beers because it didn't meet your quality standard.
Yeah, it wasn't like, you know, there wasn't like a glaring off flavor or flaw. It just wasn't this.
Hats off to you because some people would just say, well, you know what? It's close enough to the recipe. Let's just put it on.
Last thing I want is for someone's first experience with us to be something that's not up to, you know, to my standard. And so it seemed like a good thing. It was nerve-wracking telling him, but he was really receptive.
Talk about the next beer.
Yeah, we got, this is my Lele. Actually, a good friend of our owners and now us at the brewery, just had a newborn daughter. She's about a month old now. Her name's Mylay. So Mylay is like a nickname kind of thing. Named the beer after. It's a tart wheat beer. Got a bunch of pineapples, some mango, some guava. Kind of a tropical tart, sour kind of summer.
It is so like velvety smooth. You say it's tart, but I only get the tart feeling to the fact that it has it's got more of that wheat beer mouthfeel to it, like a yogurtiness to it.
Yeah, the pH actually, the acidity went to a level where like typically it would be seem a lot more tart, but there's a lot of pineapple, good amount of mango, touch of guava. And so the way they all kind of came together, it kind of melds and makes it a little less harsh and more of like a smooth kind of tartness.
I would love to have a growler of this just sitting in my back patio in Lakeside.
With a really long straw.
Yes. You don't do crawlers, do you, in terms of offsite beer?
We do have a crawler machine. We're getting our labels for it and getting that underway here very shortly, so you'll be able to do that. We have growlers. Obviously, you can bring in your own growlers and everything, but crawlers will be very, very shortly.
And yeah. So far, three beers that are absolutely delicious and absolutely flawless.
That was the idea. We're trying.
Dude, you're trying and you're nailing it. No, let's get into this. And I can't wait to see what you're going to bring up next. You said that Pure Project collaboration?
Yeah, Let's Brew Tomorrow, Hazy IPA with Nelson Vic Secret Mosaic.
We'll get into that next. Seriously, if you have not tried the Original 40 at this point, I mean, it's been in San Diego open for a month now and you still haven't been there? Now is your time, my friend. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy drinking the Original 40 head brewer, Chris, good friend of mine who I've known for years in the brewing scene, played disc golf with him many times. And tonight I'm getting a chance to drink some of his amazing beers, the My Lele, which was a really delicious kettle sour. The pineapple in that was just smoking. Your German Pils, we had your Mexican lager. Now, I gotta ask, because I should have done this at the beginning, the Original 40. It's kind of an odd name for a brewery. Where does it come from?
So the original 40-acre parcel that became all of North Park that we know today is actually right where we're at right there. It was a citrus farm, Hartley's North Park, I think they called it. And so that 40 acres morphed into everything that's North Park now.
That's crazy to think that North Park used to be a citrus farm.
Yeah, it's hard to picture when there was nothing but some fruit trees there, but
I guess Mission Valley used to be full of cows, so I mean,
yeah, cows like to go downhill.
What
chase the cow? They always go down.
We were talking a little bit about some of the collaborations you were working on. One of them, a Horace Age Ales beer. Another one that really interests me because they're really the kings of murky beer in San Diego. If you know Pure Project, you know they love their hazies. You got together and brewed a beer with them, which the story alone is enough to make you drink it because of the name. It's called Let's Brew Tomorrow.
I'd stopped by a local establishment and was having some drinks and had a premonition to make a beer. I called Winslow. I said, let's brew tomorrow. Like, yeah, okay, I don't know. You know, it's midnight and it was like Tuesday or Wednesday night. I'm like, well, no, but you want to brew tomorrow? And he showed up.
What time did you tell him to meet you at the brewery?
Oh, I think it was like 8.
So,
you know, so
it's a full 8 hours.
So a late start. He showed up and we made it with what we had. We have some good hops in the cooler and We picked some, threw it in here. Nelson, Vic Secret, Mosaic on this one.
It's flawless hazy IPA.
Yeah, it's a thick boy for the haze boys.
I take it, since this is just a one-off collab, this is only something you're going to have for a little bit, and when it's gone, it's gone. So we
want to
drink it.
Yeah, it's gone, it's gone. It's all been kegged off. It's in the cold box now. Might send one or two out to an account, but you know, you can always revisit things later. This is pretty good, so we might make it again someday.
Absolutely. I'd love to see you make this again. If you want to drink it, Original 40, University Avenue. If you're heading west on University from the 805, you will see it just past the CVS. And plus, it's like the most beautiful looking spot right now in North Park. Take a break. We come back. Got a couple of songs to go with this. And we talked about that other collab based off a candy bar. We'll do that next. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Rock and Roll Happy Hour brought to you by Senior Grubbies. Now with two spots, their original location in Carlsbad Village and the new spot in Oceanside. Check them out at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy. Ken missing tonight. He had got stuck at PCH. Having beers with my friend Chris, the man behind the beer at the Original 40 Brewing Company, right in the heart of North Park, right off the 805 off University. Smoking good beers, a collaboration with Pure Project we just finished. And I love it. You guys just recently published a video on Facebook. It was one of the first things that popped up on my feed at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
A collaboration beer you did with Horst H. Ales. And please, tell me the story behind this beer, because it's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, this is, it's just this huge beer that we wanted to make a big giant pastry style. And we had a friend, Logan Plant, actually from the UK, brought these candy bars out, introduced us to them. Over the years, we decided we wanted to put them into a beer.
It is a lion candy bar.
Lion bars. It's like a Kit Kat wrapped in caramel wrapped in a Crunch bar, sort of.
Stop it. I love that you brought them with you.
Yeah, take a bite. I don't even like candy. And I eat these things. It hurts my teeth, and I still eat them.
Oh, wow.
Texturally speaking, it's ridiculous. And then
there's so much going on in my mouth right now.
There is, Jeremy.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice. That was the inspiration.
Yeah.
And now, how did you craft the beer to accentuate the candy bar?
We just adjusted some of the big pastry style stuff that we had done before, and put some a couple malts in that accentuated like the cracker end of it and like the nougaty kind of part of it.
What the?
Yeah. What? Right.
My mind is completely blown right now.
And so there's like $5,000 worth of vanilla. There's like, it's like 15 pounds of vanilla, like 11 pounds of cocoa nibs. It's just, it's luxurious and decadent and in excess on purpose. It's like a port wine. Port,
my glass, you know, you has lacing on it.
It's super thick, viscous. It just coats your mouth. This is basically dessert in a glass. It's like a liquid candy bar.
What's the ABV on this?
12.8.
This is not a cheap date beer
right
here.
Yeah, this will put some lead in your pencil. That's for sure. Like.
Since you're a month old, I don't imagine you have access to whiskey barrels, but I would imagine this would
be funny. That's actually funny you mentioned that. So Kyle was able to secure us a Buffalo Trace barrel.
Stop it!
A single selection from El Cerrito Liquor. Jazz hooked us up, and this has been resting in that barrel for a couple months now.
That makes me really excited.
Yeah, it'll be good, I think.
I think when Nick comes out of the barrel, you need to come back on the show, and we need to sample that beer.
Is that like a threat?
Hey, don't threaten me with a good time.
Yeah, I can do that.
Zazu's Tutelage from the Original 40 Brewing. You want to try this beer now while you can, and all the other beers we tried tonight, like the Mexican Lager, the German Pils. So many good selections. If you want to find out more, I mean, we can search the Original 40 on Google, or do you have a website?
Yeah, original40brewing.com, at original40beer on Instagram. We're on Facebook, too. We keep everybody updated through social media, more or less. That's our main feed into the people.
Do it for the gram.
You got to do it for the gram, man.
Let's get a selfie for the gram, and we'll play this. We'll get out of here. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be back next Friday night hanging with our friends from Duckfoot Brewing, and hopefully Ken will make his return. I don't know.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.